Neil calling you on line two?
Tell him I'm with some people right now, but you'll take me a note, but I'll have to talk in front of them.
All right, sir, just a moment. Can I please speak to Mr. McNeil?
Surely, dear. There you are.
Mr. McNeil? All
right.
This is Vicki McCammon. The president is with some people right now, and I'll have to take him a note, and he'll have to talk in front of them. What would you like for me to do, sir?
Well, when it's convenient, and it's... Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You answer him.
Hello?
Just call me, I'd be delighted.
Here's the president now, Mr. McNeil.
Talk with him, and if it's convenient...
Hello, Marshal.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
By God, this is a big week for you, I know. But I've been waiting for this since 56. And I think this is a damn good one.
Thank you, my friend.
I've got what I think is a hell of an idea. One of your outstanding virtues is this business of touching all the bases. And in the connection with your vice president, whomever he may be, this is historically important and a damn good hard news story. Whomever you have selected or about to select, I would like very much to have the opportunity to talk to you about how you've gone about this, the kind of people you've talked with, and how many bases you have touched, because I think this is a story that's beyond your selection, sir, but it's about how you went about it, and I thought that it, as leader, and since then, this has been a thing that's been not only highly characteristic of your operation, but one of the best parts of your operation. If you agree with me and you have the time, I can come at your...
God, I don't have any time now. For the next 2 days, I'm just bogged down. I didn't even get my nap. I've been grinding all the way through, and I just got the McNamara back here in Rusk, and this is going to be an awful time. I've got to work on my acceptance speech, too, and the history, I'll let it take care of it, but... The thing I think I'm going to have to do the next day or two, Marshal, is try to get these decisions made. And I haven't even looked at the television today. I've been working on other things, and I think I've got to get on that speech too, pretty much, because it's going to be seen by a lot of people, and I got to spend a lot more time on it than I have.
Well, when you come back from there.
I'll sure love to see you just the first time I get a little free time.
And don't you think this might be a hell of a story?
No, I don't think so, but that if you do, you better judge than I am.
I do. Well, may I bother you when you come
back? Yes, sir. Love to.
Okay.
Thank you, Marshal.
Thank you.
Bye.